An annual card-making event in Philadelphia was filled with holiday cheer, but some people were crafting greetings they say are meant for a big, bad wolf. Those cards are going to Pennsylvania Governor Wolf to protest the Department of Corrections' new mail policy. For WHYY, Sarah Hoover has more.
Dozens of community members and families worked on holiday cards at the Village of Arts and Humanities. Some are the equivalent of a lump of coal to show Governor Wolf they're upset that state inmates are just getting scanned copies of their mail after the originals go through a facility in Florida.
I hope you get to touch and feel this originality of this card because my loved one won't due to your mail policy for incarcerated men and women.
Hannah Zellman with Decarcerate PA says the policy is an arbitrary way to address drug contraband.
The state opted to have a $15 million contract with a company in Florida. There's no substantiated evidence that drugs were actually coming through in the mail, and the DOC has refused to do an actual investigation into it.
Former inmate Roslyn Ryder remembers getting cards with ripped decorations and all the glitter scraped away. But she says to get a photocopy is even worse.
Yeah, that's cold. That's cold. So that's why I'm putting this snowflake on the front of my card.
The People's Paper Co-op hosted the event and will mail some to Harrisburg and deliver others to the governor's Philadelphia office next week. For WHYY News, Sarah Hoover.